Hello there, my name is James and you're listening to Revy Live Radio. Starting June 28th, Arts Revelstoke presents 64 straight nights of live music. From dreamy cowboy pop to washboard blues, and from jazz to rock and roll, we've got it all covered. You can tune into Stoke FM over the next 2 months, every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to hear behind-the-scenes interviews and music from all the talented musicians playing Grizzly Plaza this summer. Let's get started.
My name is Ethan. I'm with Ethan Askey and the Elevators. We're out of Cranbrook, BC. We're making original music in the Kootenays, and we're reaching audiences around the world. The weirdest performance recorded for me personally was only a year or two ago, and it was in Basel, Switzerland. And we were trying to get some footage of me playing an unusual piece. Just for fun, we're on a day off from a tour in Germany and Switzerland, and I found myself down this little, I just kind of poke around those Byzantine alleyways and squares you can find in parts of Europe, and there was a sign that said the Kingdom of Lepmuria, and so it's a fictitious, state somewhere in the United Nations, and somewhere maybe in Central or Eastern Europe. And I ended up recording this song. It's on our Instagram. It's on my Instagram, Ethan Askey Music. And it's an instrumental number as the camera's spinning around in this little courtyard. And we had an audience of guys who put on the annual arts festival in Basel, Switzerland every year. And they were just sitting in this little cavern-like bar they have off the side of the square across from the the embassy of the Kingdom of Lepmuria, and they were whistling and cheering on to the recording. So that was the most unusual setting. My favorite activity on a day off from touring, thinking about, really depends on where you are, of course, but in Europe anyway, walking, drinking it in. I just absorb. I like to use my body. And I use my body in a different way on a stage at night and folding into a van and out of a van and, doing your usual movements, but actually getting some long strides in and walking through the woods or through the streets of Berlin or wherever. I just walk and I gawk and I walk all day and I meet with people and introduce myself and make some new friends, drop into a jam session, find a great meal. That's what I do.
To climb, yeah, and then we're gonna flow down, and then we're gonna flow down, yeah, we and Revy, the weather's changing big. Shafts of purple light, they're buzzing through these big trees and shining down on me and on my golden girl. Is there now, what you gonna make of it?
Hold on me.
Me allowed to pull down a mountain for the sake of it.
To the sea.
Path of some resistance, offers test and interest. Big drop and steep creek, and hard loving is the best. We're all on common ground, new to us, but more the same. Yeah. Like we've been here. Yeah, we've been buzzing through these big trees. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to take a bit of time to talk about your songwriting process, and maybe take the opportunity to talk about the band a little bit. Are you, do you find yourself writing a lot of songs on acoustic guitar? Are you thinking the riff first? Are you thinking lyrics first? What's the process look like for you?
Yeah, probably not unlike so many musicians. I keep a few recording tools at hand always. I have a notebook. I've got voice memos on my that I use on my phone. And so when the mood strikes, whether it's a melodic line or a sub-melodic line, whether it's a lyrical line, I will jot them down, record it, whatever is safest to do when I think of it, if I'm driving or what have you. And then they'll often percolate, and I'll just I'm a real assembler of my assembler and dissembler of my ideas. Sometimes I'll go down a road, and I think I'll have a song that has a certain kind of melodic structure and a certain rhythm to it, a certain arrangement, and then I swap out lyrics that I intended for that song to another one entirely. So I build it in pieces of sound, tone, and lyric qualities, a tempo, and then I often will just take a kit of parts and build and rebuild till what I'm trying to say is best expressed. And it's often, like these things are, it starts with an idea, whether they're melodic ideas or storytelling ideas. But I find that sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and have to write things down because sometimes the pieces fall into place for me. And that's really speaking primarily about the songs where I'm primary songwriter or the only songwriter. I created an album a few years ago, and it came about as the album Walk When You Want to Run came about as a pandemic exercise. I had time in my hands. I was kind of sticking close to home, and a friend of mine wanted to produce records. He wanted to keep busy. He was no longer touring, and I really respect his talents and his offer to work together. That really came out of me, and then just handing somebody my demos and having them realize some of the particulars of the parts. Now, with a band formed since then, and a wonderful band of great musicians, I'm really enjoying the collaborative process of songwriting, which I didn't enjoy last time around. So, whether you're sitting in your own place or on the floor with a band, songs come in some kind of sometimes magical ways, but mostly through a lot of hard work and recombination.
Hi, my name is Tori Rosso. I play in Saint Arnaud, and we are very stoked to be playing at Revy Live on Friday, July 11th. We'll see you there.
We've had our fill of the way it goes. Why don't
Yeah, so Saint Arnaud, I've been playing in the band since I want to say the tail end of 2018, probably. So I guess, wow, yeah, I've coming up to like seven years now. And the band was around for about a year or two before that. And in terms of the kind of music, it's kind of spans the line of, rock and folk and kind of stuff of that vein. We always kind of joke around. It's just fun and like maybe silly, for lack of a better word, indie rock. If you enjoy stuff of that vein, we take the music seriously, but we don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that definitely comes out in the live performance.
Tell us how you guys progressed over as a band over the past 7 years.
So I mean, I think in terms of the band progressing over the last 7 years is definitely many ways. I think the core lineup has stayed relatively intact for quite a while now. But I believe we're recording an album right now that I think will be out sometime next year. I guess this will be the I guess the third full-length album. The second one that I've been a part of. And yeah, it's in terms of the writing process, Ian Saint Arnaud, obviously, like he's the principal songwriter behind the project, but I think we've kind of evolved to be very collaborative in terms of the songwriting. And myself and Ian and Jesse, who plays bass, Connor's our drummer, and Johnny, our trumpet player. I think we all kind of come from, I guess, similar musical backgrounds in a sense, but we've all had different journeys. I think we all bring something a little different to the table, especially in the songwriting process. So it's been really cool writing this latest record and being able to collaborate, where Ian can bring a song idea forward, and then we'll all sort of massage it together. And I think the what I love about this project is, in the pre-production and songwriting session, I think we work very tediously, and it's been especially great for me to work with individuals who are very detail-oriented in the songwriting process. Like Ian and Jesse, I'm much more of a, big picture. Does it emote? Is there a strong melody? Can you sing along to it? Kind of songwriter, which is great in its own way, I think. But having individuals who are very detail-oriented along with that is awesome. I think we're really to I think we're really able to craft some, memorable tunes together. And I mean, in terms of gigs, we all live in different cities. Ian lives in Edmonton. Myself and Jesse and Johnny live in Calgary. Connor lives in Vancouver. So I think we have to make our time very intentional when we do get together. And sometimes a recording session might be, we're recording in Calgary, where I'm based out of, with our Graham Lessard, who's our producer and engineer. So that might look like everybody come into my house on a Thursday night or a Friday night, and us just rehearsing and finishing song ideas until the early morning hours, and then we roll off to the studio on Saturday morning, and we just roll out some tunes, basically.
Mostly here. was his kept cleaner, Acoma. Again, just to bust him down. It's not what they meant, but who cares? It's not up to them.
Yeah, so for St. Arnaud this summer, we're kicking things off, I guess, with the little interior BC tour here in the second week of July. So we're playing in Golden on July 9th, and then of course we're in Revelstoke on July 11th. Really looking forward to that. And then a couple weeks after that, we are at the Calgary Folk Fest. Playing a show and some workshops there. I'm really excited for that one. I'm born and raised in Calgary, and that's definitely been a bucket list performance for myself. So I'm just really stoked that I get to share that stage and that festival with my friends. And then yeah, I guess for the rest of the summer, I think we're kind of just we're hunkering down and spending some more time recording. Trying to finish some tracks for our album that should be coming out next year. And then Ian and myself, we also we founded a festival with a couple of our friends, my partner and one of our friends. It's called Eastern Slopes Music and Arts Festival. It's in Calgary, Alberta here, and that's we're hosting our second year. That's on Saturday, August 23rd. So definitely working away at that as well. But yeah, I think it should be a really fun summer. Looking forward to playing and recording, and I'm just trying to soak up as much sun as I can.
Hey, it's Kaylee Jade, and I'm so excited to be playing Revy Live outside on Sunday, July 13th.
Father's son. I thought the light shone brighter just for us, but I was wrong. I can't give you what you want. I am my sister's keeper. You are never your brother's friend. I thought that we could make it back to where it all began, but that is not. You're thinking, can't read the mask that you've put on. I thought that we could fix the broken mess that we become, but I don't know you anymore. You don't know
with playing pretend.
Weirdest gig has been. I've been performing since I was about 9 years old, and I have played so many weird gigs. I feel like maybe the one of the weirdest ones is that I think I was probably like, oh my gosh, like 12 or something, and we were scheduled to play at this like baseball game in the middle of nowhere, but they scheduled the entertainment at the same time as the baseball game in a different location. So everyone went to the baseball game and we were like, well, there's no one here. I guess we'll perform. So that one stuck out to me right away. That was wild.
You mentioned you started playing music when you were nine. Were you playing shows when you were nine?
I was, yeah. I kind of started taking singing lessons that were more focused on like performance technique. And so part of that was definitely, they served as sort of a booking agency. So they had all of their students kind of go out to different events around the community, around Alberta. So we got to do a bunch of really cool stuff when I was a kid, which has been awesome. It's a great foundation to build upon. Favorite venue or place or town? That's really tough. Because honestly, like we've played a bunch of different scales of events. We've played a bunch of different venues. So it's hard to pick just one. I feel like some of the most surprising ones can sometimes be a really, really great show. Like maybe it's like, oh, they were playing this very small house concert for like 15 people, but sometimes like those venues can be just really magical. I think one of my favorite shows to date that I got to play was at the Tikaronto Music Festival in Toronto back in November. Yeah, CBC Music came and recorded it. So it's like, yeah, it's like up on YouTube and it's like our whole concert on at TD Music Hall, which was crazy. So like that, I felt like a superstar doing that one because they were like filming us walking out of the dressing room and like walking down the stairs and going on stage. So that one was a really big highlight too.
Yeah, you mentioned Weed. You have a band that you're usually playing with?
I do. Yeah, usually I play shows either as like an acoustic duo. So definitely like going through BC, we do that a lot. But this year I'm bringing my full 5-piece band to the island and back, which has been really fun. I'm going to say fun to plan, but I'm honestly so excited. We all get along really well and we're all good buddies, so it'll be a good time.
What does your tour rig look like? Are you guys piling the back of a SUV or two different cars? What's going on?
It'll be two cars. We're going to try two SUVs and see how full we can make them. We're going to pack them as tight as humanly possible. But I have a Thule on top of my SUV, so that really helps. We put all of our camping stuff up there and like all of that kind of stuff, so helps make some room. We'll see how it goes. I'll report back after we practice packing the cars. I have a feeling that we might be in trouble, but I'm optimistic.
That's the spirit. Do you have any rules for the cars? Like I've been asking a couple people and some people have said no greasy food or
really?
Driver gets to pick the music, but I'm curious if you have any rules like that for when the band's in the car.
Not really. I feel like we've had lots of mishaps, including like flat tire kind of stuff before, but everybody is very chill. So it makes for a very nice, relaxing car ride. I feel like usually the way that the cars are split, it's myself and my partner, who's also my guitarist. So our car is very chill. We're like usually listening to music or audiobooks. That's kind of our car. I'll be like working in the passenger seat sometimes on my laptop, depending on what needs to get done too. So it's a chill vibe. We're easy going.
Stop and think how I could have avoided you if I just stayed home. Heard the warnings, now I'm a little
drunk and I'm vibing in the corner with the coats. Why is a minor thing I turn to something looming, crashing over, and I'm drowning. But since it's not my style, I'm trying not to make a scene. My heart proved more fragile than your ego. All the words that I hurled didn't bite, didn't tear you apart. Dandy breaths and I'll scatter like in the snow. If I could let it go, then I would, but it's so damn hard. Thousand lights are flashing, pulsing, blinding. I'm the epicenter and I'm finding the voices speaking out, laugh too loud, ripping through my veins.
I'm so excited for all the amazing stuff coming up this summer. We're doing mostly, I think it's like, I don't know, about 15 dates through Alberta, BC, and heading out to Toronto for a date as well. So there'll be some good summer tour action. We're going to test out some new stuff. I'm hoping for a single release this fall that's kind of in the books, and then an album maybe next year. Ooh, that's what's new. Yeah, I think for songwriting, I think my process is very different depending on which song I'm working on. Like, I think that sometimes, most of the time, I would say that it's lyrics first. I'm definitely a words person. So I'll usually have some sort of concept that I don't know. I've been trying to be a lot better at just writing stuff down on my notes app. If I have an idea and I'm like anywhere, I'll just like write it down and then get back to it later. So I'll kind of be doing that and then I'll kind of figure out a melody. Usually I'm writing with my guitar, but I've kind of made an effort this year to be writing more with my piano. It's been a while. And then there's a few songs on this upcoming album, secret project album, that we got to write with a whole band, which was really cool. Actually, fun fact, one of the songs on the album we started writing in 2023 after we got stormed out of Revy Live. We were supposed to play there the first time. There was a huge thunderstorm that rolled in, so we started writing in our hotel room. So that's a fun topical story. story for you.
Are you, is there any chance we're gonna be hearing that one this time through?
We played it last summer, but we'll see. Maybe we'll play it this summer, but there's a couple that I also wanted to test out this year.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, that would be pretty sweet. I'm just wondering what your most treasured musical possession is.
Wow, my most treasured musical possession. That's a really great question. I think I would have to say my acoustic guitar, which is a more recent purchase. I think I bought it a few years ago now, not like forever and ever ago, but it's crossed Canada with me a few times now, and it sounds beautiful. It's a Taylor. I love it. My guitarist got me like a custom pick guard for Christmas, so we mounted that on there. So that's probably what I would say.
I'm Kay Williams. We're going to be coming through Revy Live outside July 14th. We're so excited to play. If you like really feel good yacht rock, yacht pop vibes, upbeat, danceable energy, that's what you want to see. We're on Spotify, Kayla Williams, and all the socials at Kayla Williams Music.
Try to forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. It's easier said than. Easier said than done. Only so much space in that hard drive, and mine is filling up with thoughts of you. And I can't turn it off, it goes on mine. It's fine, I'll let it breathe and I'll give it time. You can come and get it.
For this band, anyway, I have some others, but for this band, the weirdest gig we've ever played. I would say more like the most uncomfortable gig we've ever played was just in BC last summer, and it was 40 degrees, I think. And the humidity, because we were in Salmon Arm, was just something else. And then we was outside and there was a wasp nest built on the gazebo right beside us. So the whole gig, I was fighting wasps and screaming while trying to sing. And I gave people a heads up, it was probably very annoying, but I can't help but not scream when there's wasps. So it was just a battle and I was dripping sweat and I thought I was going to pass out a couple times because we dance a lot in the show. So that, I mean, yeah, I don't know about weird, but the most uncomfortable gig would have probably been that one. I mean, I've been putting out solo music under my own name since about 2017, but the band as it stands now, I would say really kind of came together in 2023. I put out an EP in that, which is crazy to think it's 2 years ago already, but I was gonna say last year, 2 years ago, I put out an EP that kind of fronted a new chapter in my musical career. So the music before was a little bit more like 80s pop kind of vibes, whereas now it's very 70s inspired. Specifically, I'm calling the music yacht pop. So it's very grooving, throwback to the 1976 to 83 era of like Michael McDonald, Buskigs, Doobie Brothers, that whole vibe, Hall & Oates kind of thing, but with a very pop modern kind of twist to it. And this is where I feel like I finally found my sound and the thing. I've always loved that, but to like make it into my own and sort of its own kind of genre has been an interesting thing. And it's absolutely where I feel like I've found my place finally as an artist. And then the band itself kind of the same players have been with me in that time. There's a few fluctuating things, but basically that band. And we've just been there. It's Caleb Williams and the Yacht Daddies. So they're my daddies. I have a real father, but I have three daddies and they're amazing. And yeah, it's been a really great transition into this new era. In terms of building a song and how it takes shape, it's just for me, like I say, sometimes I'll have a really strong idea and I'll have parts laid out and I know that I want the bass player to kind of do this line and I know, excuse me, and I know for like how I want the guitar to feel. I'm not a guitar player though, so this is why Craig, who's also my best friend and guitar player, he's so great because I'll just be like, I want it to feel like this and I want it to have this inspiration or something. And he just comes up with these amazing grooves. He's such a talented musician. So it's usually me bringing it to him first. We kind of fill it out and then it depends because this last, so I just put out a new song less than a week ago, new single from a new EP that I'm putting out in the fall, which is super exciting. And with this one, there were two songs that I wrote for the EP that were fresh and brand new. And I, again, had sort of a demo that I felt structurally made sense. And then I brought it to the studio, and the producers really took shape, like kind of brought a lot of ideas to it as well. And I'm very specific about what I want. And so I'm pretty open to things and I'm open to exploring ideas. But then there's moments where I absolutely am 100% aware that I know I want this or I don't want this. So it's sort of a very collaborative thing at that point. If we're bringing it to like the studio, songs that we just take to the stage that we're not producing, I would say similar thing where I kind of have everything laid out. Craig really helps me, the guitar player, and then the other band members, drummer's also fantastic, bass player's great. They kind of fill it in. And if I have a specific thing, I'm not a drummer either, so I'll just be like, make it more do, or like make it more feel like Prince, or make, I just give weird references, and then usually they're really great at interpreting that, and then we come up with something that feels very, very, yeah, very succinct with what I'm looking for. You know what it is? It's a signed copy of the album Smile by the Beach Boys, which was essentially something, an album that was never meant to happen in like the 60s. And then it became a thing in 2004 when they decided to finish this project. And this is impactful to me today to talk about because Brian Wilson, the leader of the Beach Boys, passed away this morning. And I have actually spent the day crying on and off because his impact on my life and my music has been something that I can't even describe, like beyond anything. The reason I love harmonies and singing the way I do, and I'm probably one of the reasons I became a musician is because of Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys music, which is not the surf stuff, but everything in Pet Sounds Land and beyond. Like, he wrote some of the most magical music that no other artist has touched me like. And I got that signed because of YouTube. I have a YouTube channel that at one time I was just doing a lot of rare covers of Beach Boys songs, became really strangely popular in the, you know, 50-year-old American men circle. And because of that, Six Degrees of Separation, someone put me in touch with his biographer, who put me in touch with a band member when he came through in Canada a few years ago into a show in Calgary I already had tickets for. I got to go backstage, basically just me and my boyfriend, no one else, got to meet Brian Wilson. I hugged him, he signed it. I got a picture with him and he said, "You have a great voice." And it's the thing I hold on to when I doubt myself as a musician or have any kind of questions. I just think, like, Brian, my literal hero, said I could sing, and he did watch some of my covers of those songs. And it's been a community that's been super supportive. And that absolutely is like the most treasured thing I have. And the photo, frankly, of us together, because who gets to meet their heroes? It's crazy. And YouTube and Six Degrees of Separation, it's just nuts that that even happened. And today's been really emotional that he's passed away, because he's an icon in my life and in many lives. He's just one of those amazing musical geniuses of our time. So, you know, RIP Brian Wilson, and really random, cool life thing.
Hi, this is Tyler Delpino from Tyler Delpino and the Brastronauts. We're very excited to see you at Revy Live on July the 15th. It's going to be a party. If you like upbeat music, Americana pop rock, and singing along to big choruses, then we are the band for you. Please come out. Please say hi. We love meeting people when we're on the road. We're going to be on tour all of July, and we're stoked to be back. So please come out, Revelstoke, and let's party.
Leave the shore, sail away, say goodbye to yesterday, searching for adventure on your own. Wanderlust, different place, new beginnings, time and space, try to get wherever you can go. And it's like an endless sea, you wander endlessly. Stay the course, hopes alive, ups and downs all through the ride, loving who you're loving while you roam. And everything I do leads me back to the middle of nowhere. And I really thought I knew, but I still can't find my home. Left the compass far behind, trust your instincts deep inside, map out which direction you should go. New frustrations settle in, tear it down, build up again, hoping that this time you'll watch it grow. And no stars above that shine to lead you through the night. Put yourself to the test, search to find true happiness, wonder when you get there if you'll know. And everything I do leads me back to the middle of nowhere.
to yesterday, searching for adventure on your own.
Yeah, so my name is Tyler Dolpino. I'm an Americana pop rock artist from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I've been a contemporary songwriter for over 15 years now. I've released over 30 songs. I've toured pretty extensively since around 2018. I've toured all over Canada. I've showcased all over the world and done lots of different things. I originally started out as just being like sort of a solo singer, songwriter, artist, which was more just an effort to try to get my music out there. I don't think I ever really wanted to be a solo artist. I think I always wanted to be in a band. But I realized very quickly when I started being in bands is that bands break up like all the time. So I would start like these little projects. We'd put a lot of music together and then our band would break up and then I'd join another band and then that band would break up. And I had just done this so many times that eventually I had to kind of make a call for myself to say, I think I maybe need to go solo just to keep the momentum of a project moving forward, because it was really getting a lot to just tear things down. So I toured like solo, around like 5 or 6 years. And that was good in and of itself, because it's a lot cheaper to tour by yourself rather than bringing a band of people. But it wasn't until around 2022 that I sort of had this, like, I don't even know when I came up with it. I think it was like walking home from the gym or something. But I just remember thinking, wow, it would be really neat if I like put together a band that sort of represented all the instruments that I play. I'm a multi-instrumentalist, so I do all my own production for the music that you hear, like that's available online and whatnot. And one of my backgrounds is actually I have a degree in classical trumpet, which is weird. I don't really like play classical trumpet anymore, but I did study that. And so I had played like trumpet on a lot of my recordings in the past, but it was more just kind of like as an afterthought of like trying to get a triumphant sound. But when I kind of like thought about it and what I thought a new iteration of a band could be, I was like, oh, that'd be kind of neat if I like actually had the trumpet on stage. And then I was like, well, maybe it could be more than one trumpet. Maybe it could be like a whole brass section. And it was just like an idea that was just sort of like permeating for a little bit. And I'm really obsessed with space. I have like space tattoos all over me. And I love like thinking about like what's out there, or like, what is all this, all the big, eccentric questions that we like to ask ourselves, what does it all mean? And that's something that I've always been interested in. And so when I was kind of like dreaming up the name for the band, the name The Brassronauts just came to mind, because I thought it was like kind of an accurate representation of me. And I always imagined the band being sort of like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Like Tom Petty was always the songwriter. He was kind of the one who was at the front facing, but he had his group of misfits around him to kind of support what he was doing. And they were very much friends and they were in the studio making music together. And I kind of identified with that a little bit, because I've always been sort of front and center as the leader. But I kind of thought to myself, it'd be really neat if we kind of put together a band. And so I really just started cold calling people to see if anybody was interested in this wacky project that I had dreamed up. And I remember thinking I had the name for the band, Tyler Dolpino and the Brassronauts, long before I even had enough music to justify calling yourself the Brassronauts. You know, like I think I had trumpets on maybe 4 songs or something like that, but I did nothing with enough deep repertoire. So once I kind of had people that were interested, then it kind of, I had to put my writing hat on and say, okay, well, I think I need to write some music that is very horn driven to justify using this name, because if we're going to call ourselves the Brassronauts, we better be full of brass, right? So that's kind of like how the iteration of the band came apart a bit. It was a slow evolution. I think it's still rooted in the style of songwriting that I've always been. It's like, I've always been drawn to really like big anthemic choruses, catchy music, stuff that's upbeat. I've never been much for like writing really slow songs. I like I've always liked playing music that feels like a party. But you know, I've always been sort of a writer that likes to write contemporary music and something that people could feasibly hear on the radio. And so I guess when I was dreaming up the thing for the band, I just wanted to come up with some sort of iteration that was going to be a bit of a spectacle when people came to see it. So that's what we're going to be bringing to Revy Live this year. On July 15th, we're going to be there as the whole band. We actually played it last year. It was a lot of fun. We had the whole square out dancing and we're like really excited to be back. That's a good question. Up until now, I have pretty much written everything. So it's honestly, it's not even because of not liking the other one's creative input. It's literally just because it's a very large band and it's very challenging to get rehearsal time with everybody. Everybody's in a bunch of different projects and people are working. So it's like to get us in a room, we usually get maybe one rehearsal before we go and do a show, which means I need everything charted. I need all of the tracks like done. So it's more like me distributing music and then them learning those parts and putting it on. Now, I will say that that's starting to change because when I first put the band together, it was very much like I'm going to use my songwriting that's already out and we're going to put the band around it to represent the songs that people had already connected with because there was already a bunch of music that had been released. The music that we're working on now, though, is actually starting to trend that way. Like I'm starting now that I've developed relationships with people in the band. Now I'm sort of asking for their input and I'm getting their take on like, hey, here's a song. What do you think we should do over top of it? So it's kind of happened organically. I think we did it out of necessity at the beginning, just because we had so little time together when we were getting things rolling. But now that we've been playing for a little bit, you know, we've done one big tour last summer. We're going on another big tour this year. Those relationships are starting to get tighter. And I think that we're all starting to like sort of crave that creative input. And I think it's a kind of a good place now for that to be present because all the music that I had prior has been released now. And now it's on to what music are we going to create together moving forward? So I'm actually kind of interested to see in the next years when we're going to be doing a lot of writing and recording. I'm curious to see what kind of ideas come out. We were actually in the studio on Wednesday and we were tracking this big choral part for one of the songs that's going to be coming out in the new year. And it was actually our trombone player was like, he was just singing something over top of like the chorus part. And it was like sort of this call and answer stuff. And I remember like looking at it, I was like, what did you just do? And he's like, I was just channeling. I just thought they needed to do this. Like, no, we should do that. Let's track that. And so we ended up, after we finished the choral part, we ended up tracking his part. And I was editing it last night and I was like, oh, this sounds so neat, right? And it's just like, it happened just in the moment, off the cuff. And that's really, I think, the best way to make music with your friends is if like it can happen organically and everybody's vibing off the same thing. Like that's when it turns out the best. What is my most treasured musical possession? I have a Fender Stratocaster that has this like custom pick guard that I got made from this guy who like paints them in Italy. So the way I just found this guy online because I was looking for something really colorful. I'm really into like lots of color, like sort of like Beatles-esque, you know, tapestry and just like lots of different colors weaving in and out. Like even the tattoos that I have, they're all very saturated, all very bright. And so I wanted some sort of pick guard that sort of represented that. And so I found this guy in Italy where he basically draws the image on the pick for the pick guard. And then he paints it in reverse. So it's like a mirror image of itself so that when you flip the pick guard over, there's no paint on the actual guard. It's like actually just the plastic, but it's actually the way that the image is supposed to be. So all of the paint is on the other side of that. So it was a cool process to like sort of design it with him. And it's one of those things, like if that guitar ever were like stolen or something, like no one else will have that pick guard because it's so signature. So I think that's probably like one of my prized possessions. It's something I got that guitar when I was like 19 years old and I still play it all over the place on tour. And it's just like, it's a part of me now. So I think I would be very sad to lose that if that ever happened.
Well, that's all the time we have this week. On July 10th, we have Ethan Askey in the Elevators. July 11th, we have Saint Arnaud. July 12th, Playing in the Park, we have The Harpoonist. July 13th, we have Kaylee Jade. July 14th, we have Kayla William and the Yacht Daddies. July 15th, we have Tyler Delpino and the Brassernauts. And July 16th, we have Mississippi Benz. Hope to see you guys out there.